Okay, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Okay, if everyone could turn on their cameras, it's always good to see everybody. Okay. Okay, we began the Inyanei Hechsher Kelim, and we said there are two ways of doing Hechsher Kelim. There's Libun, and there's Hagalah, and Libun is if the Bliya was only the Eish without Mayim. Hagalah was when the Bliya was only the Mayim, and then we said that even something that's only the Eish, but if it was Hatera Bala, then it also only needs Hagalah. And we said, what's an example of Hatera Bala? So Kachim. So Kachim is Mutus. So why do you have to kasher it? Because Kachim, eventually, all kosher Kachim after the Zman becomes Nosa. So therefore you're going to have to kasher. So therefore, if it's Hatera Bala, so then it's going to be it's going to be mutter to do Hagalah even if it's only Al Yedei HaEish. Right? That's the we said Chametz for Pesach is a machlokis, whether it's called Heter Bala and Yisur Bala. We paskin but what? It's called what? Yisur Bala. So therefore, if you have a spit that you roasted bread on it, and then you want to catch it for Pesach, you have to use Libun, not Hagalah. Okay, so that's... Now, there is an interesting shita that the Shach quotes. It's really a whole tshuva. I probably put the tshuva in another packet. Let's take a look here, page 15 in the Shach. Yeah, page 15 in the packet. We were doing machvas, right? We said a machlok is machvas. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a machvas for Pesach you can kasher with Hagalah, and for treif you have to use Libun, because and the Rosh Hecht explained based on the Bir Hagra that the Bir Hagra says because by Pesach you have a Sfek Sfeika. Maybe machvas requires Hagalah and even requires Libun, but maybe it's considered Heter Bala. So look inside in the Shach. Who's the Ater Zov? That's the Levush. Levush's name was Mordechai Yaffe. So all his Sfarim he named based on the Psukim in Megillas Esther of Mordechai. Right? Vush Malchus, you know, all those different things that Mordechai was wearing. He named all his farim Vush Malchus. It's all by the Psukim and Esther by Mordechai, because his name was Mordechai Yaffa. So he says, Ufize gaba machvat shel cholov abosu sagi b'hagala. So if you have a machvas, a milchik thing, and you want to, and you need to kasher it, so that's Hater Bala. So all you need is Hagalah. Kevin Hater Bala. Hava b'tshuvas Menachem Azariah. So this is the tshuva of Menachem Azariah. Who's the Menachem Azariah? The Rama Mipanu. Rama Reish Mem Ayin Tushra Mipanu. Rabbi Menachem Azariah Mipanu. He was by the Italian Mekubal. Rabbi Menachem Azariah. Kasar atamim deisha machva shal ovik lechovim rov tashmishon belimayim vadeisha mashkin kevin kon shamein v'chadoma pashkin malchim shal chobetz ad kan l'shodo. So he says a nupshat in how do you decide when something needs libun versus hagala. Let me ask a question. Say you have a pot full of blood. The blood is not kosher, obviously, you know, and it was cooking in the pot, blood. A whole pot full of blood. How would you suggest we kosher it?
Hagala?
What?
Hagala.
Why?
Liquid.
Yeah. Right. So that's what I would have said. It's liquid. It's like taking a treif piece of meat and with water and cooking it.
I want him.
But he says a chiddush. He says that this is his yisod, and then I'll explain to you how he applies it to frying pans. Because he's going to give a different explanation of why frying pans for Pesach you can do Hagala and the other rest of the Liban. So he says like this. My screen went out. Okay, I don't know what's going on.
We can still hear Rabbi though.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, we can't. I don't know, yesterday also during the second shiur, the screen went out. Okay, we'll see what the story is. Okay, so this is what he says. He says, when you cook a treif piece of meat, so how do you cook it? You fill the pot up with water and you cook the treif piece of meat. So you kash it with water, right? So he says like this, that whenever there's a buffer, the key word is a buffer. So you have a treif piece of meat, and then the pot is full with water, and then there's the kli. So the water is like a buffer between the meat and the pot. When you roast a piece of meat on a spit, a treif piece of meat, so it's just a spit with the treif of meat and you're roasting it on the fire, there's no buffer. So whenever there's a buffer, the blia is more lenient. When there's no buffer, then it's more direct. That's why when it comes to a treif piece of meat, you have to do it with libun. And when it comes to what? When it comes to cooking a treif piece of meat that you do on the spit and then you're roasting, you do it libun. But when it comes to what? When it comes to a piece of meat with water, then what? Then there's a buffer there. So even though it's a treif piece of meat, all you need is hagala. Okay, that's how he explains the difference between Liban and Hagala. So based on this explanation, Ben, if you would be cooking blood, how would you have to kasher it?
With Liban.
Liban, why?
Because it's direct.
Direct, there's no buffer.
Yeah.
Right. That's his yisod. So based on that, he explains a different pshat. I think maybe in a future packet we can see the tshuva inside. But the idea being that when you cook in a frying pan, there's what? Chametz in a frying pan, but the oil is not chametz stick, right? Right, so when you cooked French toast in the frying pan during the year, So the chametz was the bread, and then you had the oil. The oil wasn't chametz stick, it wasn't treif, so you had a buffer, right? So since there's a buffer, then what? Then it's sufficient to have what? Hagala. However, when you're getting a treif frying pan, so what is he frying? He's frying treif. So the the oils and the things that he's using is treif themselves, right? So since it's treif themselves, so then there's no buffer, and therefore you need libun. In other words, not based on this whole idea of the gra with the sfeik sfeika. It's the reason why because the treif frying pan there was no buffer, and the chametz pan there was a buffer, a kosher buffer, because the oil that you used was not chametz stick. So then there was a buffer between the bread and the frying pan. So therefore, you just need to do hagala, and that's how he explains it. So that's what he writes here. Rav Tshuva's Menachem Azariah, Siman Tzadi Vav, Kosev Atam, Shemachva Shal Ovik Lachavim Rosh Tash Mishim Bali Mayim. El Al Yidei Shar Mashkin Gugan Shemen, Chadom Elo. It's fats. Pashenke Machva Shal Chomit. So based on this, if you had, say you were cooking milk in a pot, and you want to you're cooking milk in a pot, and you want to kosher it, so then what do you have to do? You need what? Liban, because if you're just cooking milk, that's the same idea, that there's no buffer, even though so it's interesting that he's saying that, because I think Tuchman raised this question, but the Lord still had Teira Bola. So he doesn't work with that. Or I think Rabbi Tuchman said maybe he doesn't work with that, or since it was a milk pot and you put fleishik in it, maybe that's considered a surah. I think that's maybe what Rabbi Tuchman answers that he might have given, but that's the question. But that's his yisod. It's a whole discussion. This from Mami Panu, the tshuvas they have about. There was always discussion about tins. You know, you can buy tins in the store. You know, to cook in tins. So there was always a discussion in the poskim. Rabbi Avadi Yosef has a whole tshuva about this, whether you have to, that you would smear the tins with some type of fat that maybe was not kosher when they made the tins. So the question is, do you have to kasher the tin? So it was like a liquidy thing. So there were three shitas. One shita is you have to kasher it with hagala because it's like liquid. But if you hold like the Ramami Panu, you have to kasher it with liban. So it's a machlokas, but you have to kasher it with hagala or liban. And then if you kasher it with liban, you probably will destroy the tin. And the other possibility is that even though you're smearing it with something non-kosher, I think Rav Avad Yosef writes that the maisa, it's not roi lachila. So since it's not roi lachila, it wouldn't be a problem. So now let's take a look in the Alter Rebbe, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav here, on page 16. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Talks about when you need Liban and when you need Hagala. He says, "V'yesh cholkim al zev omrim shakolkim shabol chometz kodem haPesach." Filo d'or b'var harim mishnayim al de Hagala. Right. In other words, he has the two opinions whether chometz bePesach is terebala or isurabala. Why came to Shas B'liyosam Bolo Dover Heter? So therefore, you only need Hagala. Iker Kisvar Rishona, like we paskin, that you need Libun. So if you look in the altar, in the side here, the little note here from the Alter Rebbe where I put the brackets here. Chayin adim kelim shenivla behem shari suri Torah suri divrei sofer al dei or bavach tzarach lavam yafa yafa kishir shenis bar shari suri ain tzarach libun el shenivla behem dover iser from nivla behem al dei or dover heter. See, what's the din like this? If you took up a spit, right, and you roasted meat on it. And then afterwards, you took a cheese blitzer and you roasted milk on it. So what would you say over here? In other words, it's bus of a cholov within 24 hours. You had a spit, you roasted shish kebab on it, and then 2 hours later you roasted cheese blintzes on it. So what would you say? According to all shittas, what should you need here? What would you say, Rebbe?
Liban,
right? Because there's nothing in between. It's all roasting and there was no buffer. But he says, no. Hagala. He says it's called Haterbala. What's the pshat? So he says like this. Because when you roasted the meat, so the tam of the meat goes in, right? And it goes in deeper than bishul. It goes into the surface of the kli and even furthermore. But the part that's going even further in depth is a tam kolosh, the part that goes deeper. So if it's treif meat, so there's a tam kolosh. Tam kolosh is still aser. But here it goes. You see, the word is, if you have a tam chazak, it's not going to come out with hagala. If you have a tam chazak, it's not going to go out with hagala. Right, but here it was kosher meat. So then it went in, and then it went in even deeper. But the part that went in deeper is a tam kolosh. Then later on, you did the cheese blintzer, And the same thing, that the cheese blitzer went in with tzli, and then it went even deeper, but that part that went in even deeper is kolish. So he says, the part that went in surface level, Hagolah could take it out. Hagolah can't take on the part that went in deep. But the part that went in deep anyway is a tam kolish. Let's see that inside. He says, im nivla, first word, nivla velo de or dover heter, vechachach nasa isik, on shenitzla leim boso levado, shu heter, vechachach nivla hemem cholov, harheinik sharlim holy de hagola. Avil pisha tam boso ha nivla behem holy de or, heinu nivla behem lagam reil de hagola. Because mokam also muat tam boso ha nivla maod besochad, asheinu nivla behem rachal de or, kolosh maod, veinu kedai sheyocholov shem chodesh, the heinu. Shame Bosser Bachalo, Fika Dailahem Hagola. They'll have them Iker Hatam Bosser, Iker Tam Cholov. It was the Iker Tam Bosser, Iker Tam Cholov that went in the surface level, Hagola could take it out. The Hagola can't just take out the thing that went in deeper. But the thing that went in deeper, anyway, is not going to be Osir because the Tam Cholov has to go onto the Tam Bosser in the depth. And that's a tam kolish, so it's sort of like the same principle of not bar not, that it's a tam kolish, it's not going to go in. Imikah tam kolish shem asur machmas shem kedai likar aleim shem basar b'chol v'chein neflotim v'dei hagolah fi she'enem b'luim ma'ot mutar tam habasar moser tam habasar moser tam hacholah shem b'luim ma'ot harehein klushim ma'ot. Ainu kedai liyos nikra lem shem baser b'cholov kiven shatam baser hay kolish mo'od kodem shenivla bo ha'cholov hay shem chadash yachol ha'cholov tam kolish hazeh mash enkin kshenitzla lem chometz kodem ha'pesach ainu galam mo'elus lehem lachshirim lepesach afal pisha chometz b'shar shenivla mehem hayam mutar b'achilim mikol mokum kiven shalav shem chometz lo nifka shem zeh. So he says like this, that normally when in al yidei tzli can't come out al yidei hagola, but that's only right. But he's saying that if you have, but if the thing is a heter that went in, so then we say heter is good. Heter hagola could take out heter, and here so the heter and the pshat is that the iser part, the part it only becomes to potentially iser, so the part that's superficial, that the hagolah could get out. The part that went in deeper because of the tzli, that the baser b'cholov is not going to be chalon, and it only be chalon the part that was more superficial, but that the hagolah could remove. So basically, he's saying that whenever you have a fleishik kli that became milchak, or a milchak kli that became fleishik, you could kasher it. That's called hetera bola, because lemaisa it never went in beisser. It went in beheter, and then something else was superimposed. But that thing that was superimposed, the part that was more external, the hagala can remove. The part that's more internal is going to be kolish, and then the kolish internal chala basar and chalav are not going to be able to mesh together, because the part that went in deeper is more kolish. So this is a very important kula, that when you're roasting something, you say you use the frying pan for a fleishik frying pan, you use it for milchik, or vice versa, then you could just do hagala. The Isser v'Heter argues with this. If you look at this in Heter on page 18. Because Kaza Rosh can cause of Smachu Adin Kishines of Blia Sisser. Well, Hechad that Teir Bola got a Rotel Hachshir Sakin and Shark Kalim, he bossed a Lacholov. Sagilo Bahagola, Lachol Dover, Afilo Masha Tashmish all day or. Tu Adin Afilo Mchomis Lamatza. Well, Klishal Basr should not be Blias. He says Klishal Basr, the last three lines. The last word on the line is Kli. Well, Klishal Basr should not be Blias Chalav all day or Ipcha Nikra Shaper Blias Isser. It's Arch Liban Klishal Knani. In other words, he's saying, no, he says, if something became Basr B'cholav in the Kli, that's considered Isurabola. So therefore you need Liban if it was not all your day liquid. So that was, he's arguing, as Rav Shubach points out, he's arguing with this Alter Rebbe. He's saying, no, if it's only Basr that came in, so then that even though it came in all your day roasting, you could do Hagola, that's a Terebola. But once there was Basr and Cholav in it, so then you need... He said, "Dafka bola hachshe kli bi basa lecholav lo nesa meolam of kli shal basa shenefer nesa mebliyas cholav ol yeur ribka nikra shabi bliyas isa tzarek liben kli shal kanani." So if the kli became basa becholav, then you need liben. So this is a very important discussion. Whether you're kashering something that's basa b'cholav, is that called keter bala or yisur bala? Because it started off as basa, and then it became cholav. So on one hand, so the Alter Rebbe says that's keter bala, but the Mr. Beheda says that's yisur bala, because the Lamai says, everyone agrees if there's a piece of nevela that came in, that's yisur. The question is, what about something that only becomes usher because it needs a double blia? So that's this machlokus between the Alter Rebbe and the Yisrael Heter. Take a look now on page 19. Take a look. Here, I mean, you can look at the Shulchan Aruch also, but we're open to page 19. The Shulchan Aruch is in the middle of the page, and the Biurim and the Chidushim are from Rav Yaakov Melissa. So there's another interesting point, is Kol Kli Holchim Bo Achar Rov Tashmisho. So the Mechaber Paskins, say you have a Kli that's treif, but sometimes it's used for bishul and sometimes it's used for tzli. So then how do you kasher it? With hagala or liban? So the Shulchan Aruch says it depends what's the rov. You follow the rov. If the rov is tzli, then you need liban. If the rov is bishul, you need hagala. And the Ramah argues and says that you have to be machmir. So let me ask you a question. What's shot in the mechaber? I mean, l'chora, if it goes in through tzli, it can't come out through hagala. So why do we follow rov? L'maisa, once you have one time that it went in through tzli, so how can hagala work then? What's this shot that you follow the rov? So the Nesivus writes, and Rav Moshe Feinstein writes this as well. Here, take a look. Ayin Tshuvas Menachem Azariah, probably that same tshuva, page 19 in the bottom. Shehichshad afil dovah shekol tashmisho b'kli sheni. What about something that you normally use in a kli sheni? And we say kli sheni, maybe there's no blia, right? So if the normal thing is in kli sheni, But if one time you use a Kli Rishon, it should be Aser. So how can we say that you know you don't have to kasher it because its rov is Kli Sheni? Or if some more times Hagolah than Liman? So the Pashup Shah, the answer is, Vatir, it's only talking about when it's Einu Ben Yomo. Because from Einu Ben Yomo, it's Midaraisa, it's Mutter anyway. It's only a Din Rabbanan that you have to kasher. So then we say you only have to kasher based on what the rov is. Because if it would have been Ben Yomo, then in a Hanami, one time that you messed up and you used it in a Tzli, or you used it in a Kli Rishon, then you would have to kasher if it's Ben Yomo. So that's what the Mekor Chaim says. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says the same thing over here. Look on page 20, just parenthetically, I just want to tell you something. On page 20, there's a tshuva here. Yedidi, to written to Rabbi Binyamin Zev Tzucker. You ever hear of him? He was a big Talmud Chacham, and he just was Nifter, like a couple of weeks ago. He was a man in his 90s. And he was like the first grade or second grade Rebbe in Rav Moshe Feinstein's yeshiva. Till just recently. His name is Rav Binyamin Zucker. In fact, once somebody told me, I was once at a chassan in Williamsburg, Rav Hirsch Melech Joseph says, I should go across the street to hear the Ramban shiur of Rav Zucker. So I went in the middle of chassan, I just snuck out and I went across the street. So you see, it was a big Talmud Chacham who's Rav Moshe's writing big tshuvas and learning to, who was like a first grade, second grade Rebbe in MTJ. It just was Nifter a couple of weeks ago. So in that tshuva, okay, so he talks about ovens. We're not going to do that point. That tshuva right now, but the point that I wanted to show you here is what he writes on page 22. From the second column, he says, "Kol kli holchi bo acharon shlashmishu holcha acharon safu pishu lefamim shtam shu bebechli rishim kevin shirof tashmishu bi iray whatever the rov tashmishu but tam shu holchi bo acharon ton shu tamu bi yadu shemiya pamim shtam shu ali or how can you do rov tashmishu even one time you messed it up. Nearly, the Hachasid Shabban Amru. So he says, because that's the idea. It's Einu Ben Yomo. So since it's Einu Ben Yomo, so it's Mutter anyway. So then the Isser of the idea that you have to kasher it is only what are we going to label this kli as? So we're going to label the kli as a kli of Hagolah, a tzli kli, a bishul kli. Well, because what are we going to make a mistake as? Because really, we don't need anything. So then, the chumrei derabbanan. That's the question: what we're going to label it as? And that's that was the same thing we saw in the chavas in the Mekor Chaim, in the Sivus Hazeva and Pesach. So that was the same idea. Well, so let's chazer what we said today. What did we say today? We said that we learned the tshuva of Ramami Panu. That gives a whole different pshat in when do you do Liban versus Hagola. Not liquid versus this, but buffer, kosher buffer versus non-kosher buffer. And the nafkamina would be the blood case, right, Ben? The blood case, where we originally, like Ben said, it should be Hagolah, but that's only if you learn the difference between liquids and solids. But if you say there's a difference between a buffer shel het or not, so then it will require a Liban. And then we discussed, and then based on that, Ramami Pano gives a different shot in why do you have to kasher with Liban a tray frying pan, because there's no buffer, kosher buffer, as opposed to Chametz Pesach, that you don't need the kasher. And then we saw the din of the machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Isser V'Heter, if there's meat and then milk in the kli, is that called Hater Bara or Yisura Bala? And then the other discussion is the why do we follow the Machlokas Machaber Ramah, whether you follow Rav Tashmisha or not, and the Kasha of the Chavos Das and Rav Moshe, why in the world should you ever follow Rav Tashmisha? Once you messed it up one time, and then it requires Liban, so how should you be able to say not that way? So then we said, well, it's talking about, well, obviously it's Eina Ben Yomo, since it's Eina Ben Yomo, So then, we just follow the Rov, because anyway it's mutter anyway. That's the how far are we machmir in the chashash, and that is the machlokas machaber ramah. Okay, Rabosei. So, we finished this packet. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll start the next packet. Let me say hello to everybody. Good morning, Ben Katz. Good morning, Eli Deutsch. Hey, good morning, Avi Lichtshain. Good morning, Rav Katan. Good morning, Yossi Wagshall.
Good morning, Avi.
Okay, so we'll Bez Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Hopefully, I'll try to see if we get my camera fixed. Okay, good to see you, girl.